First, you'll hear a new voice on the Ideas Network's The Morning Show starting on Monday. Veteran journalist Carrie Kaufman takes over as host from Kate Archer Kent, who returns to her role as fill-in host on Wisconsin Public Radio programs. Since arriving at WPR about a month ago, Carrie has been getting to know Wisconsin and studying up on the issues that'll be covered on The Morning Show. And she's eager to get it settled in and hear what's on the minds of listeners around the state. We talked with her earlier to learn more about her background and her plans for The Morning Show. Carrie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Well, give us a little taste of who you were, you know, before coming to Wisconsin.
Who I was before coming to Wisconsin. You know, my
Important part starts now in Wisconsin.
But. That is true. My background is as a theater person and as a journalist. So for 23 years, I published a theater newspaper that was a lot like Backstage. It was called Perform Inc. in Chicago. It still exists online. I just don't do it anymore. And then got into radio. Got into radio quite by accident, partly because I was doing interviews on stories that I was doing. So I was a guest on shows like yours and mine. And then... In 2007, there was something called the Public Radio Talent Quest, and I did voiceovers. I was an actor. I did theater stuff. So I put something together and threw it up online and went out of town and forgot about it, and then came back and checked the web, and so many people had listened to it, and I ended up in the top 10 of that.
And I'll say for the people who can't see at home, you're very theatrical. You gesture a lot when you're talking. And I do this, too, even though I don't have a theater background. There's a lot of action and movement going on in
yes,
this interview.
Yes, I always use my hands when I move. It's really important for me to be able to be animated and talk, yes.
And you're coming here from Vegas.
I'm coming here from Las Vegas. I grew up in Las Vegas, so I was in Chicago for 23 years, went back to Vegas about 4.5 years ago with my then 11-year-old daughters, and started working at KNPR in Chicago, Nevada Public Radio, as a host of their morning show, their one-hour morning show.
And people might hear, oh, you're coming here to Wisconsin from Vegas. Watch out for the winter.
No,
you're in Chicago.
I know winter. Yeah. And I love winter. And I've always said, I will take a Midwest winter over a Vegas summer any day. No problem.
Yeah, Vegas. Okay. That too hot.
Too hot. Way, way, way too hot. I can put on a coat. I can put on gloves. I can put on a hat.
At some point, you have to stop taking clothing off.
Right, exactly.
by law, actually.
By law.
And what, now you're living here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You just got here, basically. So far, I know you're settling in, but what are your thoughts on Wisconsin?
So I love Madison. When I heard that this job was actually based in Madison, I was like, absolutely. I would love to move to Madison, Wisconsin. It's one of my favorite places to visit. And I love, you know, I've always been a Green Bay fan. I know that sounds really like I'm pandering, but I'm not pandering. Growing up in Las Vegas, I refused to be an LA Rams fan, so I chose the Packers because of their storied history. So it was like sort of like coming to the Holy Grail for me.
That's great. So you're going to get up to, speaking of the pattern, I was going to say, you're going to go up to Lambert Field, which a presidential candidate once said on a visit.
Oh, no.
You're going to get up to Lambeau at some point.
I actually got up to Lambeau. I was there a few weeks ago, and the people up in the Green Bay Bureau took me around, and I got to visit Lambeau. But yeah, I would love to get up for a game at some point, if that's absolutely possible.
Yeah, get on that list right away.
Yeah, right, exactly.
For the show, as a news host, a talk show host, what kind of topics do you come in with a lot of interest in?
You know, I tend to come in with sort of like bigger issue topics that that I want to examine kind of in chunks so we can get our arms around it. The politics is totally a passion of mine, and we are coming into a political season. This is a really interesting state to cover. It's something that I've been following this state, even though I have not been living here. Immigration is a big thing right now. So, and I've done a lot of immigration stories in Las Vegas just because of the population in Las Vegas. So I have some insight into that, and we'll be bringing that. Things like race in America, which I think we need to be talking about more. And that's one of the things that I think that a talk show can do really well, more than packaged pieces. A talk show, we can actually hear from people about and hear about their experiences. So I'm looking forward to digging into that.
Yeah, what do you think about doing live radio versus the packaged stuff? We've both done both
right,
over the
right.
years. I love live.
I love live. I love talking to people. I love the surprise of the callers or of the people who come on Twitter. And I'm going to be pushing that a little bit more, people to get in touch with us through social media, not just call, because there are lots of ways that people can interact with us, and we need to do more of that.
Yeah, it's funny. I kind of forget. It can be really intimidating to call in and be on the radio for people. We kind of take it for granted on this side. Once, when I was in college, I called into a talk radio show, and I almost had a panic attack.
Right.
And I started just rambling and rambling until the host cut me off, for which I was eternally grateful. But it's not everybody's going to feel that comfort level to come on and call.
Right. People do. So, yeah. So, you know, people can get in touch with me. My Twitter account is a work Twitter account, and it's just Carrie Kaufman at Twitter, or at Carrie Kaufman. So people can get in touch with me, tweet me there. And I will respond to those messages, and we will use some of them on the air.
Talking to Carrie Kaufman. She starts as the morning show host here on the Ideas Network Monday morning.
Monday morning.
The question you'll probably get asked the most as the morning show host is the hours. How do you deal with that? You're ready to rock, though.
You know, I'm totally ready to rock. We did a morning show in Las Vegas. I had to be in at 7. I had to get my kids to school. So I would get up at 5 anyway. So I'm getting up about an hour earlier. It's not that big of a deal.
And you're high-functioning at that time of day.
I'm high-functioning at that time of day. As long as I have some caffeine, I'm good.
Good, good. I'll warn you, we don't make great coffee in this building.
I have noticed that.
I just brought my own. BMO, yeah. So what is on the schedule next week on the morning show?
Next week, we're going to start out with an introduction to Wisconsin for me. Wisconsin's birthday is coming up 170 years, and we're going to be talking to somebody from the Historical Society about the things that I need to know about Wisconsin, the things that people are most proud of, secrets that people have that that most people don't know that they want to share with me and with our other listeners. People who live in different parts of the state might not even know the secrets of each other. So we're going to start out with that. That's going to be a really fun thing. We're going to look at, you know, the Democratic Convention is happening this weekend. So we're going to talk to Sean and Laurel about that and about the gubernatorial candidates, who's in, who's out, who's got the best shot at being the Democratic candidate. We know that Scott Walker is pretty much going to be a lock here.
I
he's got an inside
say.
Track. So we're going to check in with them for the 7 o'clock hour. And then for the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to look at immigration. We're going to look at all these rumors that have been swirling around about 1,500 kids lost and kids being taken away from their parents and what's really happening. And is the Trump administration really deporting more people than Obama did? Because Obama did deport a lot of people. So we're going to be looking at that in context.
And then on a fun note, it is approaching. It feels like summer in Wisconsin. It's basically summer. We can call it that. Do you have some maybe summer weekend travel plans, places you want to hit around the state, or are you looking for suggestions?
I am totally looking for suggestions. I have promised myself that I am going to get back into paddling now that I'm here and live on lakes. So that's one of the things that I'm moving towards. And I want to do some more biking. I've never been to Kettle Moraine. I've always wanted to hike Kettle Moraine. So I'm going to head over there sometime this summer. But anything else, please let me know.
Devil's Lake. Have you been there yet?
No.
So that is, I think, if you named one state park that you'd take somebody from out of state to, Devil's Lake. And you can paddle there. You can paddle on the lake with the bluffs looming over you on either side. That'd be a good start. Hmm. So you are looking for feedback from people. You mentioned the Twitter account.
Right.
Can people send you some holiday summer vacation ideas while they're there?
Absolutely. At Carrie Kaufman at Twitter, yes.
So looking forward to Monday. Excited?
I am excited, yeah. Yeah, I'm finally getting, I've been here a month. I've been traveling the state a little bit, kind of getting to know how things work and figuring out the whole coffee situation. And now I'm like, I'm ready to be on the air.
Well, have fun.
Thank you very much.
Carrie Kaufman is the new host of The Morning Show on Wisconsin Public Radio. She'll make her debut Monday at 6:00.